WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Too much truth.
Why you wanna hear me, girl? Are you serious? I'm just curious. Why you wanna hear me, girl? Just because you're not worried. Why you wanna hear me, girl?
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WOK. Let's go to Eric in Southwest Atlanta. Eric, what's happening?
Hey, how are you today?
Man, I'm above ground. I won't complain. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you at the restaurant, and I've been in a number of situations like that. And I say the same thing, like, why am I annoyed by this? And, you know, depending on the situation, I think the question is, because I was in a movie theater once.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's all bets off at the movie theater. And the people were singing and loud like that?
Well, in this case, these people weren't singing, but they were talking very loudly.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to me before the movie started.
Oh,
and I understand the movie hadn't started yet, but it was leading into the movie starting, and they were still going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I turned to him, there's a guy and his girlfriend, a wife, whatever, and I said, pardon me, are you guys going to be talking loud like this here in the movie?
Oh, snap.
Right.
Getting ready to set it off. What did they say back to you?
Well, really nothing. And so I'm like, something like that.
All right. Well, there was some nice ones there.
Yeah, but I realized I put the brother in a position to feel like he needed to, you know, because he was, you could tell he was mad I don't think he even enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
And I think the question is, do you say something and it escalates to something it shouldn't be?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even worry about that. I mean, I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to navigate this whole social dynamic of not wanting to be insensitive or come off as anti-immigrant. I don't know what it was. But I figured maybe, now I didn't see them sit down. Now, if I had to sit down at the same time, so I'm figuring maybe they done been here an hour, but they just in that sauce. And and so now when, you know how the song goes, when the rim is in the system, ain't no telling. I thought maybe the rim done worked this way all the way in there real good, and they just wanted to be loud. I'm talking about the lady was really singing. Now, she had a beautiful voice, but she was singing at full pitch. Hi! I'm like, lady, you gotta know this is not y'all's problem. Y'all are not outside even on the balcony. Y'all are sitting right next to other people. And, I wanted to hope that it wouldn't. Because I love my essays. I love all my Hispanic brothers and Latinos. I love them all. I'm like, y'all know good and damn well y'all in here curating a scene in here.
Well, sometimes people do that. I was someplace in a restaurant, and there was some gay brothers doing that. Not necessarily singing, but
right.
You could tell that it was purposeful. It wasn't, you know, we just talking a little loud, getting excited. It was purposeful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
They didn't start voguing on you, did they?
Hit
that flow one time. Oh.
No. I was with a friend of mine.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm saying, is the lady just being purposefully annoying? And I wasn't as annoyed as one of the brothers I would. He could have joined. I had to order another pitcher of beer just to calm him down, man. So I'm like, maybe I'm hypersensitive, whatever. But when I come from here after dealing with all of y'all, Eric, I just want a little bit of peace. And so I was not expected, although I knew it was karaoke night now. And, this place is known for people who karaoke who can't sing, pretty much.
Right.
And, you got one or two of them. You got one guy coming. And I realized also karaoke is a way of life for some people. They go there to be superstars, and one guy cannot hold any kind of note, tune, or tone, but he's there every Wednesday. Cause I go for the 50 Cent, a big shrimp on Wednesday. They had a big shrimp for 50 Cent, And, you know, so you get about 20 of those for like $10. That'd be like having a, you know. But anyway, I hear you. I don't know if they were being bothersome. I was just trying to, maybe I was just in my feelings. I didn't know.
Well, and real quick, speaking of shrimp,
yes, sir.
You know any place in town that does brown gravy shrimp and grits?
Brown gravy shrimp and grits.
Right.
I'm trying to see who had the best shrimp and grits. You make me think about it. I don't know who has the best. Huh? Sweet Auburn has a good one. Sweet Auburn Soul Food down. I mean, Sweet Auburn Seafood down on Auburn Avenue has a good shrimp and grit. But that's where you just have to get you one of them old sisters from New Orleans. And,
yeah.
Who know how to put that roux together, because the key to that shrimp and grits is in the roux.
Right.
All right, because you burn it, you got you nothing but a mess. And, you know, they be asking how it tastes. You don't want to hurt the feelings and stuff. All right, Eric.
Okay.
All right. 448-922-2703. So we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. You have Aaron Spaulding here. He is. Eric, Aaron, you're a judge of how? What is
yes.
What part? He wanted to judge that. Look here. I'm for this is for not. This is not for my Boone's Farm crowd. This is for my bourgeois crowd. We have the Concours d'Elegance. The
Very
Concours
good.
D'Elegance.
Very good, Derek.
J'ai parlé français. J'ai étudié français aux deux zones. So we know a little French now.
There you go.
And this, what is Concours d'Elegance?
Concours d'Elegance.
I didn't ask you. I'm just posing a question for
okay.
This is radio. It's called The Sit-Up. So Aaron Spaulding is here. Great guy in the car business. I didn't know he was this deep into this car collecting and the car. You know, he's a big-time judge. And when we come back, we're going to tell you all about the Atlanta Concours d'Elegance. It is a weekend of for highfalutin people. He don't know. I'm going to send some of the ghetto brothers and sisters up there to the d'Elegance. And when we come back, I mean, it sounds like it's going to really be a great time. And when we come back, we'll tell you all about it and take your questions. So five the phone lines, 404-892-2703. We'll be back as News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
We can rescue, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
All right,
riding
now.
Riding along in my automobile.
Now, I'm a connoisseur of many things. So a fine wine. Whether it's a Cabernet Sauvignon. Whether it's, you know, a Pinot Grigio, I'm a connoisseur of a fine cigar, and I'm a connoisseur of many great things, but then there are brothers who love cars. Now, I have never heard of Concours d'Elegance. But my car man, Aaron Spaulding. Aaron, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Derek. How you doing?
Man, I look here. I be seeing you at V's Custom. I just think Aaron be fixing wrecked cars. And Aaron stopped me. I was over at V's for some other business, and V's one of the great businesses. I got to get Aaron. I got to get Vernon in here too. Vernon, you know, one time, you know, I've been going there for years, just for different things, out of record, whatever. But so Aaron is the dude who really kind of makes the you're gonna see him. And what's the sister that sit out front with you?
Regina,
you're gonna see him or Regina, just most pleasant people. But I knew he had a passion for cars, and so they'll fix a new car. But we start talking about classic cars. His eyes just lit up like a little baby around like at Christmas. So I said, well, you know, we had a car and bike show, and we, you know, I just had to be honest. Our car and bike show is great, but it's not this. And so when he started talking about it, I was like, well, you know, well, tell us about the Concours d'Elegance. This is, and then you told me you were a judge.
Yes.
And I thought maybe, you know, like sometimes they ask me to judge spelling bills or whatever, you know, you just got to you just kind of volunteer. But you ain't that kind of judge. Talk about your fascination with cars, Aaron, because it's no surprise you're in the kind of car business of sorts. What intrigues you about cars?
Well, let's start from the beginning, like we always do, Derek. And by the way, on behalf of V's Customs and Vernon and Regina and everyone there, we want to thank you for what you do to the for the community. Thank you very
much.
And
y'all do. Hey, let me say this. One thing, one reason I love V's, because V's have always given back to the community. You go in there, area for showroom where they fix car. You'll see all of these baseball teams that they done sponsor, mm-hmm. all these trophies and plaques on the wall. They are truly a business that is about the community. So yes, I appreciate you all. And then when we talked about this, so talk about Aaron in this car business thing.
I'll start from the beginning. I'm very fortunate. My dad got me started in cars like most young men. I was under the car helping him under the car at age 3. And I was very good in math when I hit school because I didn't know how to get a 5/16 socket wrench and a 1/2-inch socket wrench. So mm-hmm. I knew all my math. My math was excellent because of my dad and tools. My dad and my uncles are running around. I'm from Los Angeles, as you know, from mm-hmm. by way of Compton. And they were running around town in the 50s in sports cars, Austin Healey's, Jaguars, MGs, and Triumphs. So that passion of cars came from my dad and all my uncles and what have you. As I got older, my dad loves me, and he always had a sports car in the house. He said, son, you're not driving it. If you want one, go get one yourself. So I found one. I found a 1964 MG Roadster, and that was 1985. By the way, I still own it.
Mm.
We'll get into that later. I bought it, $400, had 2 gears, and when you turn the corner, the doors would fly open. All of us had
sound by like my first car too.
I got involved from all the experience working with my dad.
Wow.
I did my first restoration on that car. That took me a couple of years, and I finished it in 1986. I learned a couple of things. Number one, since I restored the car, took everything apart and redid a nut and bolt restoration. Nut and bolt restoration means you replace everything, including every nut and bolt. A gentleman approached me at a little gathering my car club was having, the Southern California MG Club. And he says, your car is gorgeous. I said, thank you. You should consider putting it in a Concours. I said, a con what? That's how I got involved, mm-hmm. Derek.
And tell us what the Concours d'Elegance is.
Well, it's a French term. Translated, it means a competition of elegance. Dates back way back to the 17th century where aristocrats would take their horse-drawn mm-hmm. carriages to the park and compete. Who's got this and who's got that? Who's got the most gold and what have you?
I love it.
And what happened was it turned into a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's French. And only the upper-class aristocrats were involved. So as cars came into being at the turn of the century in the 1900s, the cars became the horseless carriages, and they were starting to compete. And that's where we are right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the cars at their best, at their zenith, either brand new showroom floor looking or the way it looked 40, 50, mm-hmm. 60, 70, 90 years ago.
And none of these cars, I'm just looking through the magazine at some that have been on display. They are the upper crust.
Yes, sir.
People take a lot of pride, and I'm sure they polish them and all the whole
yes, sir.
And the restoration. I want people to understand the history because this ain't no different than what the brother do on Saturday at Mosley Park when they pull all their Capri up in there.
Absolutely.
And then they pull their, what's the one I had, their Regal up in there. And the other one pulled their Cutlass Supreme.
Absolutely.
And see who got the biggest wheels mm-hmm. or who done polished it the most. Mm-hmm. This stuff is rooted in history. And so the aristocracy would pull their buggies, first their horse and buggies, to see who got the best ornate carriage or
yes,
see
sir.
Who has the best horse. And mm-hmm. then it went from there to these cars.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about how did you become a judge? Because I'm sure It's like, you know, one of my fascination is I don't like dogs. I don't have one. But uh-huh. For some reason, I like the dog show.
Sure.
You know, when they have the dog, the best of show, where they got all these different dogs on display, and then you got the lady be feeling the dog back and looking in his teeth. I be like, do they know what they're looking at? Because that just look like a regular old German Shepherd to me. I don't know what it is. But they know their cars, and so how do you become a judge in one of these? Because I'm sure people, and what are you judging when you're looking at a car?
I'm glad you asked that. Going back to my first experience with my MG, when I did finally enter it in the Concours, I read up on it, obviously. This is 1987, 86, 87. There was no internet, so I had to find out things. I went to a Concours, and again, being in Southern California, I was blessed because it's the car capital of the world.
Yes, it is.
And there are four Concours going on in that state at different times.
Wow.
So that's how I got involved. And the first time my car was judged, I did pretty good. I didn't place in my class. And what happened was these guys came up to me and introduced themselves. I'm 26 years old, okay? And at the time, they had blue blazers on and ties. Mr. Spalding, we want to thank you for your entrance, and we're going to judge your car. Do you have any questions? I said, no, sir. Okay. And then they walked around the car. They got on their knees. They opened the doors. They had white gloves on.
Wow.
They were under the car. They were asking me questions and this and that. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. This is it, man. at the end of the Concours, you can ask for your
feedback.
You can ask for feedback.
What did my car miss?
Exactly.
What did I miss?
And the gentleman who introduced me to it, he was on the committee, and he said, young man, this is what you get to work on. He goes, now, I want to talk to you when you get a chance, because they were with the Le Cirque mm-hmm. car club.
Oh, I could see it.
So they asked me to join. I joined.
All right, look, we got to take a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go to JoJo, who's on the phone. And if you got questions, and then here's the thing, you can come to this event. It's coming up end of the month. Is this by invitation, or is it open to the public?
It's open to the public, and we're going to get into that. I want the public there.
All right, we're going to talk about how you can. Now, this is what I'm thinking now. This would be a great little date event. It'll be a perfect date event. You and your old lady go up to Chateau Elan.
Or your young lady.
Young lady. Yeah, don't take no, you know. But you want to go up there and, you know, pretend like you know, this is what I'd be teaching y'all. Fake it till you make it.
That's right.
Pull up in there like one of these your cars. Mm-hmm. You know, park your raggedy car down at the bottom of the driveway so nobody see you get out of. Walk on up there and look around like you know what you're looking at. You know, it really would be something different for you to do to see where the high gentry of our people. And when we come back, I want you to tell our audience a little bit about Mr. Collier.
Absolutely.
Who is, they ain't had too many us involved in this.
And his role is historical. We'll get into that.
We'll talk about
back.
That. Yeah. Look, if you got questions, you want to put your classic car. Now, classic for them is not a 62 Chevy necessarily. You know, we'll talk about some of the cars that are in this book that Aaron gave me. 448-922-2703. See, I'm trying to help you step your class game up. And you ain't always got to be, you know, tatted up with a snapback on. You can be tatted with a snapback. Don't look over here, Nick. I know Nick was going to look over at me. But then you just class it up a little bit and put on a blazer. And get you some of them shoes like what I had on yesterday and walk on up in there. I may go to this myself. I got to go there. 448-922-2703. We'll be back at News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Hi, this is Bishop Dale Broder. You're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Run along my calaboo.
I can't hear you.
There are many ways to hear us on 1380.
That's on AM or FM.
Radio.com.
Yeah.
All right. Straight out of Compton, the boys from Compton, y'all. You wouldn't know it, he talking that language. This is for all of my bourgeois friends, or those who want to be bourgeois. We want you to come to go to the Concours d'Elegance. And it all takes place. Tell us about the event. Give us a layout, and we're going to talk about some of these cars. If you're a classic car collector, or you have one, or you used to own one, Aaron, tell us about the event itself and how people can get a ticket, how people can come, and what are they going to experience here? Because we don't know. Many of us don't know nothing like this. This is like really the Kentucky Derby of car shows.
It is. This is the ultimate. It's going to be held Saturday and Sunday, September 29th and 30th, at Chateau Elan in Braselton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. For those of you who have not had the pleasure of being there yet, it is a beautiful setting with a beautiful golf course. That's where the cars will be displayed, with a winery. You can do a wine tour. You can have a first-class restaurant. It's a beautiful setting for a Concours d'Elegance. During those 2 days, Derek, the first day is actually an open car show. It's an open car show for anyone to attend and bring their car and compete for the first day.
Really?
Yes.
So they could do like you did when you first took your car, bring your car. Now, this ain't for...
This is on the Saturday.
Tell us what kind of car, because we don't want people to be embarrassed, but just bring anything up there. Well, is there a standard that y'all use?
For Saturday, it's an open car show. Okay. Now, Sunday is the Concours d'Elegance.
Yeah, I got you. But on Saturday, I don't want to just bring no 72 Plymouth up there with smoke coming out the back door.
But let me tell you something. It's a 72 Plymouth, though.
Okay.
It's historically significant. It could have some significance to your family or to Plymouth.
So but it really is open for anybody.
Absolutely.
You can drive the car, bring it up there, and you can just display it.
Absolutely.
How do people need to pre-register for that?
They can register when they get there.
Okay, wow, that's nice.
Exactly. Again, it's a different event than the Concours, which would be Sunday.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity for people to bring their cars, to take in the whole show, because it's a beautiful, beautiful setting out there, man. It really is.
All right, and if you want to take advantage of some of all the other stuff going on, can they just call Chateau Elan and say, look, while I'm up here, I want to have a little dinner and visit the winery or whatever the case might be.
And see, what we're going to do, we're going to be having an auto manufacturer's role there. The manufacturers will be there.
Who are some of the manufacturers now?
Oh, well, Porsche is going to be sponsoring the whole event.
Of course, they are down here now. They're redder than Hayville.
Yes, they are.
Beautiful showroom over there. They have a museum. I've walked through it.
Incredible, isn't
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Porsche, Mercedes, General Motors, several of them are going to be there. And basically, it's going to be open to anyone on that Saturday. Now, here's the fun part. We have included this year for the first time something called the Magnificent Seven on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to pick seven of the cars from Saturday and put them on the grounds for the Concours the next day.
Okay, so you can be in a world-class kind of concourse competition with people who have, some of whom brought cars from far and near, could make the cut.
Your car will be there on display.
Yeah.
It won't be competing, but it'll be there on display. But believe me, anyone who's into classic cars understands that's a hell of a distinction to have your car at a concourse, period, whether it's being judged or not.
All right. 404-892-2703. How can people get tickets? How can they read more about the Concours d'Elegance and events? Absolutely.
Can I give the
website, phone number?
The website is www.atlantaconcours.org. www.atlantaconcours, concours.org.
All right, let's go to our phone. We have Ann. She says she has a classic car. Ann, how are you? You're on with Aaron.
I'm okay. I just want to ask a question about classic. Is 1977 considered a classic car?
Is 1977 considered a classic car?
Her name's Ann?
Mm-hmm.
Ann, what kind of car is it?
It's a Mercedes 450.
A 450, is it an SE, SEL, or SEC?
I don't know.
Okay, is it a two-door or four-door? Is it a convertible?
It's a two-door.
It's the convertible. It's the SL.
Yes. That's what it is.
Congratulations, Ann. You have one incredible car.
Uh-huh.
I hope I answered your question.
Yeah. Ann, And?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you, look here, I'll give you $1,700 for it. Stop laughing, Aaron. I'll give you $1,700. I ain't even seen it, and I'll bring you all cash over there this evening. You trying to sell it?
Ann, is it drivable?
No, it's not.
Okay, what kind of condition is it in, Ann?
Fair.
Fair condition. Okay. You looking to sell, ain't you, Ann?
Right.
Oh.
Ann, what you should do is get a hold of us at the Atlanta Concourse, and one of us can get a hold of you. We can help you with that any way that you want done, whether you want to sell it or restore it.
Give them your number. Ann says she won't sell it. Oh. How can they reach you?
Okay.
Okay. Can I say my number?
Do y'all have people who? Hold on. I'll tell you what we'll do, Ann. We'll get your number and give it to Aaron, and if you want to be in touch with. So y'all do that too. Y'all help to either restore or help people who want to sell it or whatever
well,
case might be.
We're going to have different manufacturers there. We're also going to have merchants there. There's a restoration shop that's going to be there.
Yeah.
And there's going to be other merchants who are in the business, the car business.
Yeah. All right, 4489222703. We'll come back. We want to ask you, I'm looking for my dream car. I don't know if I ever told anybody. I know I have. It's a Lincoln Continental.
Mm-hmm.
About a 69 or 68. What were the suicide doors on?
The suicide doors are from 1961 to 1967.
67, you're right. Absolutely right. And I want one of those.
Wow. That's a sweet car, man.
What I got to do to get it?
Unfortunately, you can get them now, but what has happened, they've gone through the roof in the past 6-7 years.
Really?
Yes, they have.
They had one at the car show about 2 years ago that was only $10,000. I should have got it.
You should have got it. Boy, you should have
got it then.
Oh, man, you should have. Because that car was way ahead of its time. That car is I owned a 67 at one time. That car is so comfortable. It's got power everything. Power vent window.
Yeah. All right, look, when we come back, we're going to give you all of the information on how you can come to the concourse. And then when we come back, I want you to tell us about Mr. Collier,
absolutely,
a collector right here in Atlanta who had an opportunity to put his cars in the concourse.
Yes, sir.
And one too many of us entered into the concourse, but he has a collection that is out of this world. We'll be back in a moment. We're trying to get y'all a little culture, you know, for the culture vultures come swoop down to get everything. We're trying to get you some culture. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael Render, a.k.a. Killer Mike. I'm from Adamsville, and from 4 to 7 o'clock, I'm sitting at the crib. Tuned in to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WLK. News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Hi, we are the ladies of the Eta Chapter of Justice Sympathetic Sorority Incorporated. And you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
That's my car.
That's my car.
Ooh.
That's my VA.
That's my car.
Ricky, you ain't never gonna get that car.
Huh?
All right, welcome back to News and Talk. That's my car. You remember when we were little boys, that's what we played. We would stand out by the street, see one pass by. Lo and behold, thank God something, because some of us are able to go and just pick out one and say, that is. You know, I didn't tell nobody. I went and got me a new car last week. I did.
I know.
And I sent it. How do you know? I told Larry, look at this like he had the course of the elegance. And so it's a beautiful thing, though. It's a beautiful thing. And
that's what it's all about.
Talk about this. Who should come to this, Aaron? You are one of the judges. And, you know, we laugh a little bit, but this has been an event that ain't many of us have been in. I want you to talk about who would appreciate a show like this. How many cars? What kind of car? Tell us some of the cars that people might see in a show like this. Because one thing I learned about the car and bike show that even we do, and we don't have classic cars. We have brothers who have restored the, mm-hmm. you know, 62 or 64, 5, 6, but they're not this. We done tricked them out and blinged them out. But one thing that I find that we as black people are absolutely fascinated buy cars. People, you know, you see Car and Bike Show, we think people come for the entertainment, but they spend a lot of time looking at these cars. And so talk a little bit about this event. Who you want to see come to this event?
I want to see us there, meaning people who love cars and people who've never been to a concourse and love cars. Because if you love cars, if you like cars, it's going to be ratcheted up 100% when you get to the concourse, because now you're dealing with museum quality cars that are some of the best in the country, if not the world.
Thank you.
I'll give you an example. This particular year, this year, mm-hmm. we're proud to say we don't have one, we don't have two, we have three Duesenbergs that are going to be there. Duesenberg was the preeminent manufacturer of classic automobiles in the 1920s and 30s. Back then, Mr. Bozeman, during the Great Depression and after the Great Depression in the 1930s, Duesenbergs were fetching between $18,000 to $27,000.
Wow.
Which was insane back then, when an average car would cost $900 or a house would cost $1,500. These cars were handmade. These cars had V8s that held over 260 horsepower. These cars would do over 130 miles an hour. Again, this was unheard of at that time period. And they stopped making them. Mm-hmm. Just like that. These cars
got to be one of the rarest cars.
They're the Hope Diamonds of any car collection mm-hmm. in the world. And number one, it was American made here in Indiana, as a matter of fact. Number two, we have three of them here. Not one, not two, three. You folks have three Duesenbergs at the Atlanta Concours d'Elegance. And that is an incredible achievement. We're proud of it. In addition to that, we have some Packards. We have Cadillacs. We have a V16 Cadillac that's coming. A V16. This is from the, yes, they made them for only.
From what year?
I believe it's a 37 or 38. They only made them for a couple of years. That engine's
really?
About the size of this table there. And being a Cadillac from back then, it's got every bell and whistle that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And it's just an incredible automobile. And of course, we have other, you know, we have over 170 classic cars at
wow.
the concours that Sunday. And all of them, mm-hmm. I repeat, all of them are either museum quality, mm-hmm. they're historically significant, or just absolutely just drop dead gorgeous.
Talk about your friend, Mr. Collier. How'd you meet him? He is a collector, and they created a opportunity for him to put some of his cars at the concourse, I think last year.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago,
was
our first concourse here in Atlanta. And what happened was when I approached two gentlemen, I want to put their names in right now, Bill Wallet, our chairman, and Harry Cricks, our co-chairman and founder. Those two gentlemen right there, I met them at a classic car show at the mall, and they were putting together the concourse, and they were looking for cars, et cetera, et cetera. So I told them I'd love to be a part of it, and I told them my experience. We start talking cars. I've been working with Mr. Collier for years, and I told them about Mr. Collier. They're like, what? I said, yeah. So they said, we want to see this collection. I said, not a problem at all. We'll set it up. So we set up an appointment for them to come down to Mr. Collier's area to see his collection. And right then and there, they were floored. Also right then and there, the whole concept of our first concourse changed. Those two gentlemen basically said, okay, we're going to feature Mr. Collier as a featured automobile restorer, car collector at our first concourse. Mm-hmm. So to say those two gentlemen stuck their neck out was an understatement. And, I mean, to say that we got an incredible response was awesome. Because here's this man. Mm-hmm. Remember this now, Derek. He had never been to a concourse.
Didn't know what it was, probably.
He did not. Well, he heard of it, but okay. He'd never been to one. The man's got 37 cars, all Chevrolets, fully restored.
Talk about what's in his collection.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. It ranges from a 1923 Chevy, which was extremely rare.
Wow.
And his favorite year is 1934, or it was a 35, I believe. But he has the distinction of having every convertible made that year. One of the
wow.
only people in the world who have that. He has a Phaeton, which is a four-door convertible. He has a Roadster, and he has a convertible. The Roadster doesn't have roll-up windows. The convertible has roll-up windows. I mean, It's just his, and he also has some Impalas. He has a 59 Impala, the Batwing one, convertible, red. It was actually in there. And that thing is a nut and bolt restoration, and it's drop-dead gorgeous. He has a 63 Corvette split-window coupe. They made a split-window coupe for 1 year with the split window.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one. Fully restored nut and bolt restoration with fuel injection.
How does one start? How does one start? Because I just said I want to get me one of these suicide doors. I'm going to find me one, too.
Well, now because of the internet, it's made it a lot easier for us and for anyone to get started. Do your homework. Mm-hmm. And I want everyone to listen. Do your homework.
What do you mean? What do I need to know?
Utilize everything that's at your fingertips. The internet. The internet.
Right.
For example,
the
I know
value I, or just in general.
In general, there's a place I know right now in Florida called Lincoln Land. All they do is restore Lincolns, Continentals. That's all they do. They're the preeminent restorer of Lincolns in the world. They got people from all over the world bringing their Lincolns into Florida. It's called Lincoln Land. You have to know about a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
Join a Lincoln Club. Join a club. It's very, very important because what a club does, it'll give you access to things you didn't even know about. Well, who can restore the plastic in my car?
Got
who
you.
Can do this? Who can do the seats? Who's going to do that top? If you have that four-door convertible, I mean, that thing's insane. So those are the three things you should do. Join a car club.
All right.
Very important. Find someone who works on them. So, you know, that's what you should be doing.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Aaron and go to the phone to Lydia if you got questions. Do you have a classic car? Did you ever own one? What did you drive? What did your mama and them drive? What your grandmama drove or granddaddy? And if you want to go to Concourse d'Elegance up at Chateau Elan, you know, and they want to get some brothers and sisters up there. Y'all about to make me put together a bus of us to go up there. I have parked the bus outside of the Blue Flame, pick up a crowd and tell them we going up here to look at some cars. You know what I'm saying? We going up here with the high cotton gentry people. I could see Offset and, you know, me, Offset, and what the other one name? All of that crowd going up there. What the other Migo name? Y'all know the name. Oh, yeah, Offset, take off a few of us could pull up on there. Quavo, we're going to pull up on them and just look around. Go get Lil John with us. Yeah! 448-922-7703, because they got the money to go up there and look. I mean, you know. Be a great opportunity, really, to do something different. Be a great date night, to go tell your old lady you're going to Concourse d'Elegance to check out these here cars and things like that. When we come back, Lydia, is it Lydia? Lydia, we're going to talk to her, and we're going to let Aaron tell us how we can get up here to check out the cars and all of that. Don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. On News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On News and Talk, 1380 WALK. News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Hi, this is Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with my friend Derek Bozeman. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
All right, it is called Concourse d'Elegance. What does that mean again?
A competition of elegance.
The competition of elegance. Now, if you're a classic man and you want to be a classic man, classic woman, you want something different to do. Aaron, tell us everything we need to know again, where it's going to be, what days it going to be on, and how can one get a ticket to it and all of that. How many cars You know, you said this Saturday is going to be kind of open competition.
It's wide open. Last year we had a couple of hundred cars.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was huge last year.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time. Now, do people stand by them and talk to you about them?
Absolutely. And people, especially the people who do their own work in their cars.
Yeah, they want people to
they're
know.
They're proud them. Of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Those are the best ones.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where is it? And give us the time again and all of that information.
The third annual Atlanta Concours d'Elegance is going to be on September 29th and 30th, which is Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
It's a two-day event. And the tickets are available at www.atlantaconcours.org.
And tell them how to spell Concours.
C-O-N-C-O-U-R-S.
All right.
Or just put Atlanta Concours in your search engine. It'll come right
up.
It'll come right up.
And we want y'all to go check these cars out now. I'm going to be on, I'll be on a very special car on the 29th. I'll be on the bus to the casino. I mean, it's very classic. Nice 55-passenger bus. And so I won't get back to 8 o'clock. But Sunday, I'm going to come up to Chateau Elon.
Well, not only are you going to come up, but I also want these fantastic people here in the studio, Nick Hansberry and Lacey Lochte, to come.
All right. Yeah, the model run up there because her car may not make it up there. Nick had to do they take Uber up there? Nick ain't got no car. This dude ain't got no car.
That's a heck of an Uber bill now. It's in Braselton, Georgia.
Maybe I'll bring him up there with me then. We can get up there with Walker. We get in the heavy Chevy and bring it up. We're going to bring the heavy Chevy up there. Walker got a what year is your car, Walker? Got a 69 Impala. We're going to be pulling up with some chrome on it up there.
On behalf
of hit that big holly choke four-barrel carburetor. Boom, boom. hold on. We got a lot of folks on the phone. Let's let these people on the phone talk to Aaron. Lydia, you're on with Aaron. You want to go to the Concourse d'Elegance? Lydia?
I'm doing great, and I would go, but I'm playing mommy every day. But I do have a question.
All right, question.
My son, he might shut the whole place down. He's 3, and he's in those terrible 3s.
Oh, that's
so
all right. Bring him on up
there.
Put him in the straight. And you know, I get you one of the little leashes they have. You put on the back of them kids; they don't run too far.
Okay. I have a mommy car, but I still kept my car, which is a 98 Mitsubishi 3000 GT, and I love my car. Mm-hmm. I got it in 2000. And I want to know, when does it become classic? It drives still. I try to drive it to the gas station like every week, you know, just to keep it running. And how often do I need to do that? I try for every week, every 2 weeks. I just take it out and drive it around the block. But, like, when does it become a classic car?
I'm glad you asked. Is it Lydia, sure. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lydia, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate talking
to
you. The first thing, a car is deemed a classic. There's 3 or 4 different variables involved. Number one, is a car historically significant? Is it the first of something? Number two, was it a rare model? Okay. And number three, was it owned by someone who was a celebrity or someone famous?
Me. No.
Now, the tag office will tell you that they have cars 25 years and older are considered classics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. Because so basically, now let's get back to your car, the 98 Mitsubishi 300 GT. I remember when those
3000.
Cars, 3000. I remember when they came out. Those were nice cars.
Yeah, sports.
Very nice.
Now, Lydia, think about when you're not driving your car, how often do you see your car when you're driving?
I don't see it a lot, and
exactly.
We all thumb each other up when we see each other.
Exactly.
And I am in a Facebook club with it, and then there's one person at my job that has one. He restored his. Mine has just always been
all
good because I always take it to the dealer.
You need to join a club. Join a
there
club.
You
There's
go.
Got to be a club.
Join a club.
All right, we got it. Let's go to Reginald online in the West End. Reginald, you have a question for Aaron?
Yes. Thank you, DB, for the show, and Aaron, thank you for being there. Aaron, I wanted to ask you, when you're looking for, my father had some classic cars back in the early 2000 until he passed, but he had like a '62 Riviera. with the floor console.
I'll restored. Take that. Where is that at?
It's down in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, hey, man. And, hey, man, don't give out too much information, man. I'm going to talk to you off the air,
I'm
man.
I'm sending a truck down there this evening. I'll send you $1,700 over to your shop.
Yes, sir. Aaron, I wanted to ask you, is it still, because my father made his transition, but he said something to me, and I know very little about the car, but I'm planning to come to the show that you all are having. Those of us who are eventually going to go out and buy a classic car, is what holds the value of the car, and you, please correct me if I'm wrong, he was telling me that it has the original engine and the original transmission, and there's a way of checking that, and is that if it does not, how much value does the car lose if it does not have the original engine
excellent
or the transmission?
Question.
That's an excellent
original
question.
Original parts on it. Thank you, Reginald.
What you do, Reginald, there are VIN numbers and serial numbers on every car, especially that car, that's a General Motors car. And there are registries. You find the Riviera registry. You give them the numbers on the cars. The numbers will correspond. There's coding on there. Certain codes are going to tell you what kind of engine is supposed to be in there, what kind of transmission, what color the outside is, what kind of interior. All those options are on the serial plate on that car. It's probably on the firewall when you pop your hood to the right of the brake booster. But call the Riviera Club or call any Buick entity, and they'll walk you through it, Reginald.
Right. Let's try to get this last question. Let's go to Wayne in Stone Mountain. Wayne, you got a question for Aaron.
No, Derek, I just wanted to compliment you on the show, and I just wanted to tell Aaron that I grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. My stepfather had a 1948 Packard with the swan on the hood.
Oh, yeah.
Then he also had a 1954 Packard Clipper. Mm-hmm. He gave my mother, when he passed, my mother gave me the 55 Packard Patrician that he had.
Wow.
It started me on my way. My very first car when I worked at a dog food manufacturing company, Perch Dog Food Manufacturing Company, when I was 18 years old, bought my very first car. It was a 1952 Hudson Hornet Hollywood two-door.
Wow.
Man, and, Wayne, if you had any one of them now,
yes, sir.
You
know what
you mean? Would have I, you I, a I new best a, friend. We would be hanging out this evening.
I'm telling you, I had a 66 T-Bird. I've had the Bug Eye Sprite. I've had the Triumph.
Man.
Now, what you got now, Wayne? You tell her what you had. What you got now? Well, I done dated Lola Falana, and I'd be like Fred Shepard and Lena Horne, and, you know. What you got now, though?
What I'm nursing now is a 1986 Mercedes-Benz 420 SEL four-door. But I tell you, I've had Pontiac two-door Chieftain, the 54 Chieftain with the Indian Chieftain or that
Wayne,
orange
Wayne,
Chieftain on the hood.
Wayne, come to this show, Wayne.
Wayne, you have to.
Cars. Wayne, I have been crazy about cars.
You gotta go to the concourse, Wayne. Believe
me, you gotta come to the show.
You'll be in hog heaven, dude.
All right, Wayne. Aaron, thank you for stopping by, man.
Hey, I want to thank you for having us, man. On behalf of the concourse committee, I want to thank you, Derek, and your assistants. The three tickets that I'm giving you guys are complimentary.
Thank you. We like complimentary. That's some of my favorite kind of people, complimentary.
So I'm going to be getting a call from our chairman, Bill Wallet, in about 7 minutes since I just said that word, but there that's okay.
That's all right. You let him know if he got any problem with a Bowman, don't go nowhere humming and bombing. I go everywhere lending and spending. Tell everybody one more time how they can get ticket, how they can find about this great show, and we want you to go and check it out. A great evening. Just get out of the house real quick.
Very quick. AtlantaConcourse.org, www.AtlantaConcourse, CONCOURS.org, September 29th and 30th, Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
We'll see you guys there. Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, coming up next, we have Brother Wakow in the house, better known as Keenan Walker, the realest motivator and Turner educator. With one of them, I got it back with one of them, but he's here, and we're going to tell you what's going to be going on Saturday. Because you want to get there on Saturday. We ain't even playing. Let us make man brothers are real. We said we're going to make a difference in this community or we're going to die trying. Look here, we'll be back. Don't go into place on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. The ladies on my elbow ain't for the show.
still a busy ride right now, heading out on 75 northbound this afternoon. Had that earlier trouble.
Brothers Motivator and Eternal Educator, representing Walking with Walk Foundation and Brothers Building Up Brothers. And you are listening to Too Much Truth with my big homie Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you.
All right, now. See, I'm trying to get some of y'all who just used to just eating meat skins and 4 ounces. I'm trying to let you up your game up now, you know. You know, we got to get you to step your game up now. Look, you like my grandmama's always say, you it doesn't matter if you're born in the hood, just don't let the hood be born in you. Every now and then you need to step out to Chateau Elan. We know you just used to go into, like, you know, what, backstage over there on the Godbrother. Now, don't go up there. Don't go up there and show out with them. Our good brother from a different hue. Don't be going up there embarrassing them now. You be going up there like you one of the Baps. One Baps. What the Holly Berry them. This is for the gentry crowd. I mean, it really would be nice, though, just to take a group of children up there. That would be really nice. I'm about to see if we can get some of the kids from down in the hood, you know, to go check it out. The difference between a lot of us is simple exposure. You know, exposure. It's good. So I'm going to, when I come back, I told them, I done already told them, I'm going to go dust my seersucker suit out and my saddle oxfords, and I'm going to walk up in there just like I'm straight out of England. A good day, mate. I mean, like I've been across the pond or something. I'd be sophisticated. Oh, Jesus. I go up in there like I'm sophisticated. Oh, Walker, help me out, Walker. Look here, you can go up in there like you tell me, you step up in there like you hear somebody now. Yes. I mean, you know, don't be, look. So some of y'all need to get together a group to go up there for real. That would be nice. I need to get a bus to go up there, you know. That'd be nice if somebody to get off and go look at them cars. Over 200 cars. You'll be all day looking at them. They got all kinds. Wow. Now, you know, I mean, they ain't going to have like the 82 Regal. These are like 1930, two full Packards, you name it. And Aaron said, look, there has some, there ain't but three of them in. But about six of them in the whole world, and three of them going to be there. So you're going to be a great show. Wow. We're here with Kenan Walker. Brother Walker, how you doing, man?
Man, feeling great. Always
pull that microphone right in there like you, there you go. Yeah, like you one of the Tim Bubba or one of them from the Pimps or something. How was school today?
Man, it was long, but it was productive.
Walker is a public educator. He's have been teaching. How many? What? This is year about 22, 23 20, for you.
Yes, this is my 22nd. Both, I'm losing count. However old Jasmine is, that's how many years I've been teaching.
What do you like about teaching? What gets you excited about getting up and getting out of the bed every day?
What gets me excited is just the whole idea of kids becoming critical thinkers and knowing that they can go beyond the standards, not just living up to the standards.
I know you done got frustrated. It gets frustrating sometimes teaching. Is it more frustration of the regulation? But y'all have to do a lot of paperwork. I don't know if that done changed any, or are the children getting it, or what gets you frustrated, and then what gets you super hyped up?
What gets me frustrated is that we have a one-size-fits-all kind of system, and like you said, it's just compliance-driven, and I think sometimes most teachers who I get a chance to speak with say that it's a deficit model. You know, we're always operating in a deficit versus talking about what we should be doing in order to push students forward. So if you took away, you know, like all of the compliance stuff, coming in every day, you know, standing at a certain place when the bell rings, having your board looking a certain way
right.
and doing certain things that another teacher might do that doesn't make sense in your classroom.
On Saturday, we're going to be teaching you, I mean, for the last 12 years, however many long letters, McMahon, we really have morphed your, we knew when we started this that education is the foundation on which everything else is built. Because if you can't read and write, man, you're very limited.
That's
you know,
right.
you're very limited. That was a time when we had a more industrialized economy where we could say, well, you could still be a laborer, you can still do this and that. But even now, I mean, it's more difficult. Education is so critical. We're going to be talking about awakening the genius in our children. I got to ask you a fundamental question. Can every child really learn?
I think every child can learn, but then it's a matter of giving him or her something that he or she wants to learn about.
Right.
Because I can actually get a kid to learn to read, but you can't tell me the type of text
material.
To give him or her. Yeah, the materials to make him or her want to read.
I won't. I may not be interested in Shakespeare, but
that's right.
I won't know about that Black Panther, you know, that Black Panther movie, though.
But let me give you an example, because you just brought up something very interesting. I did not know that you were interested in Lincolns or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you're my student and you just totally have disconnected with school, and you walk into my room, there it is, and I walk up beside you, and I just slide to you a car magazine with that very Lincoln with the suicide doors on it. And for the first time in your whole life, you say, Ms. Walker, can I take this home and read it? See, it's not anything magic. I tell people I'm the greatest educator in the world because my students allow me to pull out versus trying to pump in.
448-922-2703. Look, we got to get ready to take a quick little break and get your two-minute workout and in.
Y'all better get ready.
And, you know, because I feel my shoes coming off. You know, I got my Jesus sandals on, but I'm going to give him a two-minute workout on. I missed the gym earlier. And so, look, we're going to – and then when we come back, if you got issues of motivating your young person, they having a tough go at school, Saturday, the Brothers of Letters McMahon, in partnership with a number of organizations, DeKalb County Recreation Department, Cultural Affairs and Parks Division, as well as the United Youth Adult Conference. Walker is going to be teaching one of his rare class. He won't be in the classroom of any school. He's going to be in the University of Life. And I'm telling you, bring your child. And you come, and teachers come, counselors come, community leaders come. Because the one thing I will tell, they can take a whole lot from you, but they cannot take that which you really know. And on Saturday, we're going to be talking about the family. Now, I ain't got on no stage and start screaming about how many of y'all were in jail and how many of y'all can't read. This is a loving environment, but we're going to tell you the hard truth. 448-922-2703. Look, don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. Two-minute workout coming up. Then Brother Keenan Walker is going to tell you what he's going to be teaching on Saturday. It's free and open to the public. Go get you a pen and paper so that you can take copious notes. And if you can't spell copious, that's why you need to be there on Saturday. Amen. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380.